The rest of these should go to the applicant, I think, if I did it right. We have a whole group of them here that deal with different aspects of your company, Mr. Quinlan. The first one is actually four questions. Will Northern Pass help remove existing structures such as obsolete transmission lines?
I think I'm going to defer that one to the engineer. So are there any structures that we're removing that are, I guess, obsolete?
That's our knowledge.
Yeah. I think the short answer to that is no.
The next question.
Now, I will say there are portions of the route, and this is particularly up in the North Country, and I alluded to them earlier, where we will actually be reconductoring some existing transmission facilities to allow that small-scale renewable to get to market. So there are some modifications to existing transmission infrastructure. I don't think we're going to be replacing the actual physical structures in that instance, but the wire will be increased in diameter to allow more power to flow.
Second question on this sheet is, can you guarantee that a New Hampshire company will be contracted to do the work? And if not, how will new jobs benefit New Hampshire?
Yeah. So one of the things that we have announced and we're firmly committed to is a New Hampshire first approach to sourcing this this project. So in all instances, we are going to look first to in-state resources, whether it's the physical workers who are doing the electrical work or pouring foundations or delivering gravel or clearing right-of-way, we are going to source it locally. And we have some national contractors are going to oversee this work for us, but they too are committed to our New Hampshire First requirement, and they're contractually bound by it. So short answer is, in all instances where possible, we're going to exhaust our in-state labor first and only go outside of state where necessary. And we expect the vast majority of this work to be done by New Hampshire residents.
And the final question on this sheet is, can you quantify the impacts to natural resources?
So I'm going to defer that to our natural resources expert.
Thank you, Bill. That's a pretty broad question.
Could you tell us your name first?
My name is Lee Carboneau. I'm with Normando Associates, and we have done the environmental surveys on the project. And as of the submittal of our SEC application and all of the underlying natural resource permit applications that are included in that, we have quantified impacts to natural resources. So they come in many categories. Obviously, wetlands, streams, and vernal pools are important, and they have been quantified. I can tell you that the permanent fill in those resources is about 2.5 acres, and considering we have delineated over 870 acres within the project area, that permanent impact is less than 1%. There are additional temporary and secondary impacts that we've also quantified for those resources. We've done vernal pool surveys, we've done wildlife surveys, we've evaluated, for example, the impacts to deer wintering areas, moose concentration areas, other wildlife habitat impacts that we have found throughout our surveys, which have spanned 5 years now of study. We have done rare plant surveys, and so we have quantified the effects of the project footprint on rare plant communities where we have found them. Happy to say there will be no impacts in Rockingham County on rare plants. Been able to avoid that. So we actually have done quite a lot. I can't tell you all of the impact quantities off the top of my head, but these are all included in our technical reports, which are appended to our SEC application. And I think mostly in appendix 31 through 36 or 37 is where you'll find most of those. So they're in the technical reports, and where applicable, they're also in our application documents.
And again, that application is available on our website.